This integration session is designed to support you in building mental-body coherence, as well as to open your mind to the expanded experiences, which are more common to the children. Nothing teaches like personal experience. This session will open you to greater understanding of what the children actually have access to. You may also notice some subtle shifts in the way that you process information after this session. Now let's sit back and enjoy this mental-body integration. So as we sit back and relax, let's breathe into the heart and out from the heart. Into the heart and out from the heart. Establishing our connection to the physical body. Transforming in the body. Beautiful. Now let's inhale into the heart and move that energy all the way up into the head, all the way up into your neurological processing. And then exhale it back down from the head and out through the heart. Inhaling it up through the heart, up to the head. Exhaling down from the head and out through the heart. There you go, just establishing this pathway between the head and the heart. Breathing into the heart, up to the head. Exhaling out from the head, down through the heart. Here you go, inhaling and exhaling. Beautiful. Now let's open up the mental body. So simply intend that the mental body, which includes our neurological processing, it includes the mind, it includes the brain and its functioning. Let's just open the totality of the mental body. And as we open the totality of the mental body, the mental body has certain well-worn pathways because of the way that we've been programmed primarily in our early childhood. We have certain ways in which we process information simply because we were taught to process information in that way. Sometimes that serves us and sometimes it doesn't. Very often, a lot of that programming was programmed from a place of fear. And so anything programmed in our neurology from a place of fear has a tendency to kind of create patterns in our lives or experiences in our lives that are less than productive, less than supportive of all that we can become. It's like we repeat patterns of limitation based on the way we've learned to neurologically process. Okay, so within the mental body, within the neurological processing in the mental body, let's simply intend that all of those programs, all of that imprinting, all of those well-worn pathways that no longer serve us or that limit our capacity to know beyond what we've known before, let's simply intend that all of that information be pulled out of the neurology, of the mental body, of our brains, the processing systems. And this very much looks like wiring, you know? This is literally the way we've been wired to think, right? What we think is not necessarily what is true. It's just what we've been wired to experience. So if that wiring is supportive, great. But if it's not supportive, if it's not allowing you to expand beyond what you have experienced before, if it's not allowing you to expand beyond your awareness of what it actually means to be human, then go ahead and pull all that information out and place that in a sphere out in front of you. Again, it can look like wires going into that sphere. It can look like the mechanics of something going into that sphere. However you see it's perfect for you. But just every bit of it, all the old wiring, all the old programming, all the limitations, all the fear-based dynamics that create these well-worn grooves within our processing systems. Place that in a sphere in front of you. And again, we'll add that blue star, that totality that you are. And spin that blue star through all of that mental body information. You're spinning it out, you're spinning it through, you're dismantling it. It's with the intention of bringing that sphere to clear. Now, mental body information can be a little bit more dense than the other bodies that we've worked with so far. So just make sure that as you're spinning that energy, that you see that sphere just go to clear. Just imagine it go to clear. Just because it's more dense doesn't mean that it has to take longer or that it can't get to clear. It just means that our intention has to be precise. There we go. So get that sphere to clear. Compress and condense that sphere down around that blue star. And add that sphere back to your mental body. And you're going to ask it to impact all the different aspects of the mental body, the brain, the mind, the processing system, what we consider our neurology, imploded into billions of frequencies of light, restructuring the mental body in its totality. And what's interesting here is the minute you imploded that into billions of frequencies of light, what you showed me was almost like this, you know, we have the image of the light bulb going on as an idea or new awareness or an aha moment. It's almost like there was a light that went on from the inside of the neurological process, specifically the neurology. So this will make it much easier also for you to notice the patterns that no longer serve you and choose something else. It'll give you the space to choose. So again, right back in this new neurological energy that we have, right back in the mental body, and let's enhance that. Let's solidify that. Let's make this matter. Let's bring it into matter as a new way of processing. So you'll hear a tone in order to support the stabilizing of that energy. Here we go. Kina matare kai iso. Se kina metare yukire me a koi chatari es ai kyo shokini me a kyo kina matari kire se tari oko kina matari esam. Ai, kira kone me se. Nice deep inhale and exhale. And again, let's go right back to breathing into our hearts and up to our heads. Exhaling down from the head and out through the heart. Inhaling in through the heart and up to the head. Exhaling any remaining debris down from the head and out through the heart. Breathe it out. Take in light. Breathe out anything that prevents light. Breathe in clarity. Exhale out anything that prevents clarity. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, now let's go ahead and wiggle fingers and toes, coming back to the body, stretching arms and legs. You might even want to rotate your neck, shrug your shoulders, especially as we've been moving energy up through the heart to the head and back down again. Beautiful. And now three nice deep inhalations and exhalations. And on the third exhale, breathe your eyes open. Breathing your eyes open. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Again, give yourselves permission to simply notice. There may be some subtle shifts in the way you process information. There may be some aha moments regarding patterns that you've had in the past that no longer serve you. Again, if they come up, they're coming up just to let you know they're on their way out. So I wouldn't give them a whole lot of thought, right? Just thank them for moving out and go about noticing what you're noticing. Lots of love. Bye for now.